Welcome to Connect the Pod. My name is Daniela Catalan. In this episode, we had a special clandestine Sunday meeting with professional meme dealer Gabe Evans. Hi, my name is Daniela Catalan, and today we're here with Gabe Evans, interviewing him about his job at Jugen Media.
Hello.
So tell us, what do you do at Jugen Media?
So I am the director of digital development at Jugen Media, which means that I create all of the new shows that are coming out of all of the different channels that are part of Jugen Media as a whole. So there's People Are Awesome, there's Fail Army, there's Jugen Video, and there's The Pet Collective and Poke My Heart. So all of those new series that come out of that are not just based on the viral video clips come from me and my team.
How long have you been doing this?
So I've been working for Jugen Media for 2.5 years now. I started as the lead producer of The Pet Collective, which is the pet channel.
How old are you?
I'm 32 years old, born in 1985.
How did you find your job at Jugen Media?
So when I was at The Pet Collective with Fremantle, I was the person that was known for doing a lot of arts and crafts with the pets. So I would make costumes, I would make tiny costumes for the kittens. I had a little model that basically was the size of a cold brew coffee. And I would then use felt and make a costume out of it. And then I would go and find a lady that I knew at Cats at the Studios who would let me go and dress her cats. So we'd go over there and I'd make a Toy Story parody just with felt costumes and artwork. So they were okay, well, this guy knows that the internet is not always about being polished and it's not about the money that put into it. It's about the ideas that go into it too. So that was a thing that Jugen really appreciates, because they're all about that viral video moment, and they know that it's something that no one else is doing. If you're doing it, that makes you cool and that makes you different.
How do you make a meme?
A meme is a wonderful process. So the thing that's cool about Jugen Media is that there are so many clips. There's a clip library of thousands and thousands of videos that we can search. We have our own YouTube, essentially, in-house, where then we can look for that and say, okay, if you saw a dog with a box on his head running into a wall and it said, "How I feel at the end of the week," that could, that's the kind of thing that you would see, where then you're oh, okay, yes, that reminds me of how I'm feeling, or I can relate to that, and we can do that with thousands and thousands of clips.
So it's more a general, universal kind of meme?
Yeah, yep. So that's, that is one of the things that I like about it, is you're creating memes based on people's interests. So what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Okay. So then if I had a compilation of everybody in the clips are wearing blue and they're all falling, and then it says feeling blue, you would be hey, I like blue. I'm going to share it. And also it's funny because it's an emotion. Right? So
secret.
Yeah. It's all about thinking a little bit differently about that kind of stuff. And that's what makes it cool. It's because it is kind of just something you can do all the time, forever.
Okay. Well, I know that a lot of times, in culture, in subreddits and different things, memes change a lot. From the time that I started using the internet, in 2015,
yeah,
memes have changed a lot in those 3 years. So with Jugen Media, do you try to keep up with that, or you kind of do your own thing?
When it comes to memes, there's always things that are happening online, and then there's also your own voice for the channel. So in order to stay relevant, you do both. So you'll create your own because you want your own thing to go viral, and then you'll piggyback on something that's a subreddit or a keyword that everyone's doing. You'll do Salt Bae but with a cat, but you'll do something like that, or you'll also just create your own funny saying that you hope will live and become the new Salt Bae, right? You'll have both of those things going at the same time, and it's about, I'd say it's about 25% subreddit, and then 75% original. you have to just keep coming up with ideas, and if one takes off, then the next one will do better because that other one is naturally pushing towards it. And it's really just like this living thing. And like a mantra of Jukin as a company is failure is the only option. So they want you to test things. And if it doesn't work, react. So if it goes up and it doesn't do it, change it so it doesn't mess up that next time. And then you're always growing. And that's like, that's what's unique about the company is it's not your traditional media company where they might be hesitant to do something. Like most companies would be like, oh, I want to do a Star Wars thing because Star Wars is always going to work. Jukin is like, well, you can do the Star Wars because that's a given. But if you throw out another thing that's completely new and different and it works, no one's expecting that. And if no one's expecting that, then you just have like a, like you have an advantage over people that are just doing that one thing.
Is there anything that you've made that's gone like super viral?
I guess the highest viewed video that I've ever had is probably like 300 million, something like that. The one that got 300 million was actually a meme, just like we're talking about. And it was just something as simple as a clip of, I think it was like 12 kittens running, like walking up somebody's pants. And like they were just being really clingy. And then the copy was just like, when somebody loves you, winky face. And it was literally like the simplest thing. And that was all it took to resonate.
How did you get started making videos?
Well, I went to University of Texas for film school. And that's what I got my college degree in. So I knew that I wanted to do videos. But at that time, I was in college from 2004 to 2008, which YouTube started in 2005. So at that moment, like, I just started putting things up on YouTube because it was a place for them to go so I could access them. And some of those started getting some attention. You know, like it was like, I remember I did one video where it was like carving a pumpkin or like something silly like that, right? And I realized that just because it said like how to and carve a pumpkin, it started getting like a couple of thousand views. And after college, in trying to figure out what I was going to do when I moved out to Los Angeles, it really only made sense to start putting things online yourself. Because you became your own marketer. And because there wasn't a lot of competition at that point, you could get noticed. So I started doing it for fun and because it was like it was basically a living resume. So I had a web series where I was Batman and I was teaching how-to videos and they were absurd. Like they were just silly, goofy stuff. And I was doing those for fun with my friends, and then I was making music videos and dance videos with these choreographers out in Los Angeles. And just by doing all of those things, I started meeting different people, and you make a body of work for yourself. And at that point, it wasn't like, oh, I don't want to make videos anymore, or I want to like look for a job in it. When I started looking for a job in it, there weren't really jobs in internet yet, like when I moved out to California. And it was kind of a hard time. Like I was working at a tech company for a while and I was working for the census for a while. I was doing all of these different things that I didn't know how they were going to lead to it, but it's because I knew how to make stuff that I liked. I kept going towards that. And then the Pet Collective opportunity came up because a friend from college knew that there was an opening because he was working there and he reached out to me. It's the thing where it's like you do what you like to do and you like really go for it, and the more that it's out there, the more people that notice it, then you're just positioning yourself to be self-marketing yourself and like building a network of people that like what you do without you having to convince them that they will like what you do.
What current project are you working on?
So I am working on a couple of projects right now, but the one that I am really diving deep into right now, the People Are Awesome channel is the biggest channel at Jukin right now, and we've been developing a documentary series for them. And you'll see on their page that sometimes when they post a video from these specific content creators, they always go viral. So that means there's something really compelling about these people, and we're wanting to see a little bit more about those guys. So we just went and traveled to go and visit a couple of these content creators in their own homes. Like, we went to their house, and then we went to, like, where they do their thing, like, where they make their videos, and we talked to them and are going to be doing profiles on them, which is something that most people don't think about when you think about a viral video. You don't always think about who that person is in their daily life and who they are, or, like, how it's changed their life once they, like, went viral. And it's cool because these people have awesome stories, and you really just want to, like, know more about them because there's more to them than what's in a 15-second clip. So looking to the future of how the internet is working and how everyone has, like, some kind of device that can either have a connection to a television, like, you can cast from a phone to a TV now, or you can, like, have apps on your televisions. The internet is now going to be on your TV, so you need to be making things that are good for that too.
Well, this has been our interview with Gabe. Thank you for being here with us.
You're very welcome.
Is there anything else you want to add?
I think we covered it. You guys did a great job.
Thanks for listening. I'm Daniela Capulan.
I'm Guigani Lopez.
I'm Angelica Benitez.
I'm Vicky Benitez.
And remember, failure is the only option.